You ever get the feeling you're being watched?
Hey, yo, turn off the brights.
Yeah, we know who you are.
Really? Who are we?
Okay, I give up. We're surrounded by monsters. Ooh, I'm so scared.
You see us every week. But do you really know us?
Do you really know anyone?
Even yourselves? If you stare long enough, you might see a stranger here.
Are we having a story tonight, or are we just playing games?
Does that answer your question?
My story is about strangers among us. You see them every day, but never take the time to look. But if you did, you might find that the scariest strangers are the ones inside ourselves. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the 13th Floor. No one lived on the top floor, the 13th floor, of the old renovated building. The last tenants had disappeared years ago, vanished into thin air.
Be careful now. Remember what happened to the last people who lived up here.
What? As if we haven't heard this a million times.
No one knows.
Gus, you always say that.
It's just I don't like you kids playing up here by yourselves. And the 13th floor on top of it. Makes me uneasy.
13th floor. Ooh, spooky.
Come on, let's play.
Okay. Karen and her brother Billy lived on the 12th floor and used the 13th as their own private space.
Can't we do something I'm good at for a change? Billy! I hate sports.
Come on, I'll be easy on you. Just keep your eye on the ball.
No one ever went up there, so they always had the place to themselves. But that was soon going to change.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, I can do this. Slap shot.
Okay. I think the net's right there.
I know that. If I had your jeans, I could do it.
What have my jeans got to do with it?
Not your blue jeans, Zipperhead, your biological jeans. My real parents must have been clutches like me.
Will you get off of that? You can't use your adoption as an excuse every time you can't do something.
Why not? It's very convenient. Oh, what's that?
I don't know. Come on, let's split.
Going down?
Where's Gus?
Gus was called away. He had an emergency. I'm Leonid, the replacement elevator operator.
Come on, we'll walk.
Come for a little visit.
Are you talking to me?
What do you think?
I think I'm dreaming.
Tenants are fumigating today.
What new tenants? That's our place.
Going down?
No, thanks. I had another recurring dream.
You mean the one where you're flying through outer space?
No, another one. There was this guy,
What's this?
He was on the television.
For Karen. Doesn't have your last name or any stamps. Maybe it's a secret admirer?
I wish. The toy factory.
What is it?
Invitation from a toy company on the 13th floor. That's who moved in.
What's a toy company doing in an apartment building?
They want to test new toys and sports equipment on kids. And I'm invited.
Why you?
Why not? It's for any time tomorrow. I don't want to go.
They didn't invite me. They want you.
I'm not good at sports stuff. I get embarrassed.
So what? Maybe they'll give away some free stuff.
I don't know.
Hello, Karen. We very much want you to come tomorrow.
Why?
Because you're a very special person. It wouldn't be the same without you. Say you'll come.
Okay, yeah.
What changed your mind?
I don't know. I just did. But you gotta come with me.
They didn't invite me.
Billy, please?
All right. I wanna check this out, too.
Race you up the stairs.
I win, as usual.
And you must be Karen.
Yeah, this is my brother, Billy.
I see. Nice of you to bring Karen here, Billy. We won't be needing you.
Wait, he's with me.
But we only need one test subject.
She's my sister. When I leave, she leaves with me.
Very well. This way, please. What do you want?
Well, maybe some free stuff?
I think that can be arranged. Everything to you.
Hello. Both children?
Yes, both children.
What do we have to do?
Each of these buttons plays a note. I will play several notes in a row. Then you must hit the buttons and repeat the sequence.
Sounds like a test.
It's a race. to see who can react the fastest. A coordination game.
Forget it. I'll lose.
There are no winners in this game.
What's this got to do with torques?
This helps us in our design process.
Piece of cake. Here, like this.
No helping. We'll try again.
See, you're getting. Get it.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. I can do this.
Billy, keep at it until you get it right. Karen? While he's practicing, we can move on to the next game.
Will she be ready?
Yes, but the boy is with her.
Unfortunate. We don't have much time. We must leave by 6.
She will be ready.
I think you're going to like this next test.
So far, so good. What's this for?
It's all right, my dear. We're going to stimulate parts of your brain you've never used before. You will reach your full mental and physical powers soon. Now, I want you to stare at this ball and move it with your mind.
What?
Close your eyes. Let your thoughts surround the ball. Hold it in your mind. Now open your eyes and point. Push it with your mind. Good. Very good.
You're doing that, right?
Make her do something else. And don't tell me what.
Wow. Am I really doing that? Billy, look. What's wrong with him?
We have a surprise for you. We're going trip.
No, I don't want to go. Stop that! You're hurting him!
I am simulating the atmospheric pressure of home. We want to be sure you will survive there.
Where? What are you talking about?
Once you have reached your median capacity, we will transfer you to the ship.
What ship? I'm not going in any ship!
Ah, that's better.
To me, buddy. Thanks. Billy? Billy, are you okay? Come on, we gotta get out of here.
Raymond, what's all that noise?
I'll be back. I'm going to get help.
Raymond. We don't have time for this.
Atmosphere at 0.07 and falling. Boy will not survive. Girl reached medium power at 0.9.
Put this back on. The atmosphere is getting low. We have to be back on the ship by 6.
559.30, to be precise.
We have to find the girl. Bring her back. Such poor specimens, these Earth children.
There you are.
Your trip is just beginning.
Please work, please work. Yes!
Just to end up back here.
Not quite. Jerk. Wake up! Wake up! Come on, we gotta get out of here.
In 20 Earth minutes and counting.
Honestly, Raymond, not again. Where is that remote control? We are running out of time. Bring her back.
Blind you. Listen to your instincts. You know this is your destiny. It's time to expand your horizons. See another side of the universe.
My destiny?
Yes. Come with us, and you will find happiness.
Maybe I will.
That's my girl. Let's go see Olga.
No! I've got to get help from Billy!
Lift off in 15 Earth minutes and counting.
You can't leave now! It's almost time!
She was almost ready.
She'll be back. She won't leave her brother.
Motion control, vision control, memory access, radar, verbal command.
Karen,
hold Olga. Come on, you need air.
Go! Karen, no!
Where do you think you're going?
Home.
I knew you'd see the light. It's time. Let's go.
No way.
You must trust me, Karen. Back there, it's beautiful. You can fly like a bird. You can see through to other worlds.
What about Billy? I heard what they said. He'd die there.
He doesn't belong there, Karen.
Lift off in 30 seconds.
Billy, without you.
You're making a terrible mistake, Karen.
I don't think so.
10, 9, 8, 7.
What happened? Who were those people? Man, that was really weird.
I know. It's my dream.
No, dear. This isn't a dream. This was your rescue.
My rescue?
We left you here by mistake 10 years ago. I would have explained everything once the proper atmosphere brought all of your senses back.
What's going on?
We can't stay any longer. We've run out of atmosphere. It will be another 10 years before we can return.
What are you talking about? Is this a joke or what?
See you in 10 years. Goodbye for now, dear.
You may think you know someone, but think again and look a little closer.
I declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed. Whoever you are,